Doesn't seem like we get to say it a whole lot, but Kim, commodity prices are looking pretty okay this time of year. Does China and the big purchase last week, does that have anything to do with it?
I think it does, and that purchase of the highest corn purchase since 1991 has something to do with it. But there's more than that. You got to look at is why are they purchasing that? Now, China's purchasing corn because they've got their African swine flu problem pretty much solved. They're building their hog stock. They got to have corn to feed that. But there's some other reasons back behind that. Countries are building their stocks. They're increasing stocks and redundancy because one thing world leaders know, if they don't feed their people, if food's not there, then they're going to have problems in their society. So country, and with COVID, the transportation system was disrupted, and they are afraid that if that continues and that disruption's there, then they won't have food and product for their citizens, and the citizens will rebel on that, and then they will lose power and they'll upset their economies and stuff. So there's a lot going on out there right now why we have higher prices.
How long do you think those high prices will stick around?
How long is this philosophy of maintaining additional stocks going to last? Yeah. If that was to change, we're going to go back to where we are because we've got production going on. But China's demand, as China's economy grows, their food use grows, they go to a better diet. They've got to have more protein, more corn, more wheat, and that demand increases. China was determined to be self-sufficient in corn, and they were for several years. Right. But now they've got to import about 25% of their corn needs because of the increased demand from their consumers.
A lot of producers were talking about sorghum last year, and then there was also the corn and the soybeans being planted. Is this a good year to kind of look at adjusting the planted acres for those three?
That's sorghum. You know, sorghum is $3.90 above last year's price because of China buying sorghum.
Right.
Will that continue? If that continues, switch from corn to sorghum. Or if you can raise sorghum, I'd probably switch. But the higher prices, I think, give our producers more choices on how to use their land, labor, capital, and management. And these higher prices, and I think they're going to last another year or two, it's going to give our farmers the opportunity to earn some profit.
Whenever this wheat actually comes to maturity, where are we with the prices?
Well, we're around $6 a bushel, and that's relatively good. Is it good as 7 or 8? No, and we've been there, and we could go there. You get some short crops around the world with the U.S. stocks tightening up, with Russia putting on their export tax, with Argentina's export tax, with things going on around the world. You could tighten up the supply of wheat a little bit with the loss of a crop and the demand there. So we could see $7 wheat, or if the philosophy changes and we have big crops coming on this next year, I think it will be out August, September, October before prices break down really far. But we could see wheat prices a dollar lower.
As long as things should be good, as long as we keep that timely rainfall that we love to get in Oklahoma.
Well, in that our crop, the U.S. crop, is the next one to come online that's exportable, I think those prices will hold for the 2021 crop. However, they may break in that September, October, November time period, depending on world production.
My, what a difference a year makes. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.